In this bulletin, Bondi terror victims' families demand Royal Commission into anti-Semitism failures. Trump warns land disputes remain key hurdle to Ukraine peace talks. And in sailing, light winds threaten Sam Haines' Sydney to Hobart handicap defence. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Families of the victims of the Bondi Beach terror attack are calling on the Prime Minister to establish a national royal commission, saying Australians are owed the truth. In an open letter, 17 Jewish families urged Anthony Albanese to immediately launch an inquiry into the rise of anti-Semitism and examine failures in law enforcement, intelligence and policy before the attack. 15 people were killed when two IS group-inspired gunmen allegedly opened fire during Hanukkah celebrations on the 14th of December. The families say warning signs were ignored and that they want answers on how extremist hatred was allowed to grow and what changes are needed to protect Australians. Nationals leader David Littleproud tells Channel 7 that the Prime Minister could have done a lot more in the wake of the attack.
Best the Prime Minister is tone deaf to a grieving nation, to grieving families, and they do deserve answers. And he can't be contemptuous to them. He has to open this up. And the other reason is quite openly that if we don't, then this will all be in vain. And the reality is, unless you have a Commonwealth Royal Commission, you're not compelling the federal agencies to work with state agencies and to give all the evidence.
Sydneysiders are being warned to expect heavily armed police on New Year's Eve as the New South Wales Premier signals a strong security response following the Bondi terror attack. 2 weeks after the anti-Semitic attack that killed 15 people, Premier Chris Minns urged residents to keep supporting local businesses and celebrate as planned. Speaking in Bondi, he said heightened security was necessary while warning against letting fear dictate daily life. Mr. Minns says the aim of terrorism was to disrupt ordinary life and encouraged people to go out and spend time with family and friends.
Because of the weird ideology of some of these terrorists, what they want is for us to crawl up into a ball and not have fun with our family and friends during this Christmas period. So I'm calling on the people of Sydney to step out, to do what you would ordinarily do, to thumb your nose at the terrorists, to thumb your nose at some of the ideology that we've seen online and on social media, and ensure that you say loud and clear that we will not be cowed by these terrorists.
Australians seeking to expose wrongdoing face a complex legal landscape, but a new 2025 precedent has classified key whistleblower protections. Under the ruling, whistleblowers may use information obtained through legal discovery, where parties exchange confidential documents for a trial, to make a public interest disclosure. Such disclosures are protected under whistleblowing laws, shielding individuals from defamation claims, breaches of non-disclosure agreements, reprisals, or criminal prosecution. The precedent was set after intervention by the Human Rights Law Centre in the case of an ABC whistleblower, with the court finding that whistleblower immunities extend to confidential court documents used to expose wrongdoing. US President Donald Trump says territorial disputes remain the biggest obstacle to ending the war in Ukraine after meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida. Speaking after talks at his Mar-a-Lago resort, Mr. Trump says negotiations were moving forward, but warned land seized by Russia remained deeply contentious.
Some of that land has been taken. Some of that land is maybe up for grabs, but it may be taken over the next period of a number of months. And are you better off making a deal now? Look, let me tell you, they have been very brave. They fought very hard and continue to fight very hard and do tremendous damage.
Mr. Trump says both Kyiv and Moscow were closer to agreement than ever before, following what he described as a productive phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, he cautioned the talks could still collapse, saying it would become clear within weeks whether a deal was achievable. And in sport, Sam Haines' bid for back-to-back handicap wins in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race could be undone by light winds and an adverse current on the River Derwent. Focus has shifted to the overall standings after Master Locke Comanche claimed line honours on Sunday night, its fifth victory after a tight battle with rival Supermaxis. The handicap title is decided on corrected times that factor in yacht size. Harsh upwind conditions have taken a toll, forcing 34 of the 128 starters to retire due to injuries, illness and equipment failures. By 10 a.m. this morning, just 6 yachts had finished, with most of the fleet still at sea off Tasmania's northeast coast. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.